This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. April delivered on its promise of April showers and helped to shrink drought coverage across the nation with much-needed rainfall. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
What's happening in Iowa agriculture today? Get the answers on Iowa Ag Matters. Each midday, we bring you in-depth analysis of the grain and livestock markets, expert insights from industry leaders, and key conversations with the farmers and agribusiness professionals shaping our state's future. From food to fuel to fiber, Iowa Ag Matters has fun covering the issues that matter most to the agricultural industry in Iowa. Tune in every midday to Iowa Ag Matters, only here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the latest U.S. drought monitor looks much improved to begin May.
We start April with drought coverage at 43.4% by April 29th, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That number was slightly below 37%, resulting in a net decrease in U.S. drought coverage of 6.4 percentage points.
He says that last fall's peak drought coverage topped out at over 54% for the United States.
It means that we have dropped drought coverage in the U.S. more than 17 percentage points since the end of October 2024.
Currently, the state of Iowa features no areas of D3 extreme or D4 exceptional drought, and additionally, no areas of D2 severe drought. Just 6.63% of the state falls under D1 moderate drought.
Looking at the states with our highest levels of drought coverage, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, that being our D3s and D4s, extreme to exceptional drought, 13 of the lower 48 states have some level of D3 and or D4 at the end of April. Looking at the 13 of the lower 48 states with some of the high-end drought, almost all of them are anywhere from the Pacific Coast to the Great Plains. Only Florida is in the eastern United States. Now, as we move westward, obviously a much longer list of states.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. And on our podcast page, you can check out the daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.